So I would like to officially say you're welcome to all of Cleveland.
Oh, all of Cleveland.
For my quarterback tears. Okay. I have blessed you with this content.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, all of you have, and you know who you are. I don't have to call out the names. All of you have done a fantastic job dissecting my quarterback tears and what you liked and what you didn't like. The Joe Burrow thing has gotten a little bit of a brouhaha. I think I might be dead to James Rapine at this point.
By the way, I love James. You know this. James is one of my favorite people. James using a James Rapine gif to show his frustration.
I actually am all the way back in on James because...
What is that? I've never left James Rapine Island, by the way. We're always all in on James Rapine.
Is there a list on that one, too, that I suddenly doesn't exist?
It was on Mac's desk, and then it just got moved off to the side. They can't find it anymore. I don't know where it went.
James Rapine Island. I don't know where it went. We just have a lot of really fit people going for walks on a daily.
No, it's just like me and Mo Egger, and we're talking Reds baseball. That's all that island is. But the point is that
on Rapine's Island?
I've always been on Rapine's Island, but luckily for everyone involved, the list just keep disappearing the same way. It's just
95% of Rapine's Island is great. Don't talk about the 5%.
Just what happens at Rapine's Island stays on Rapine's Island, okay? At least that's what they told us.
And hence into jail.
At least that's what they told us. All right, so the gift thing.
The people love the quarterback team.
The gift of yourself. I just don't know how I feel about that.
I think it's a power move.
Should I start using gifts of myself? If I did that, it would be the corniest thing ever.
I would embrace it. Like, if you did it, I would be all there for you.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't be there for myself. I couldn't ask anybody else to be all the way there for me.
All right, so the quarterback tears comes down to two things. And I thought I was being overly hard on Joe, meaning I thought I was going to get a lot of pushback for Joe Flacco.
Oh, so you've been accused and we'll talk about more in the second segment. You've been accused of rage baiting in certain aspects.
Yeah, which is not really, I just give my opinion. Like, if I was going to rage bait, I think I could have done a hell of a lot better job of rage baiting. Like, I really, like...
I just never known you to be a rage baiter.
Yeah, you've known me to rage.
And...
But I don't bait the rage. I just want to rage. See?
Yeah, you rage. I'd never known you to intentionally try to make people mad or upset or angry.
But I thought it was really interesting that, like, I put... So, of the 8 quarterback tiers I came up with, I put Joe Flacco under potentially washed. And Mike McNuggets, a friend of the show, friend of Cleveland sports fans everywhere, he kind of was like, oh, I thought he belonged in like the danger zone, which was like the second to last thing. And as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, I think that's a better commentary on my quarterback tears than anything. Cause I was worried I was being too, I was worried that people were going to think I was rage baiting on the Joe Flacco thing. But yeah, I probably put him too high on the tiers.
All right, so I need a clarification. What's the difference? I get potentially washed. That one seems obvious. That one makes sense. What was exactly the danger zone?
So the danger zone was...
are we in danger of?
So I think people took the tiers in order as like, this is... So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they like basically potentially washed would be tier 6. And danger zone was like tier... tier 5, and then danger zone was tier 7.
Okay.
But once you got past functional, it was just all-encompassing. None of these things are good. Don't do this.
Yeah, because I would take potentially washed as outside of GTFOH, I would take that as the worst one you can have.
Well, and that's honestly, I thought about putting Kenny Pickett there, but I thought it might be mean.
Well, it would have been, but it would have been on brand as well.
Well, it is, but at some
point... You might have got his aunt to come at everyone too again, which would have been fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel bad about that in hindsight. She was just protecting her nephew. I was trying to have
now
fun with it.
Now you feel bad about
it? I was trying to have fun with it, and I think I might have been mean. And I do endeavor to try and be fun. I don't try to be mean. It happens, but I don't try to be mean. That's old Nick Wilson.
Okay, you can send her
I left him at night.
You can send her an edible arrangement or something. I'm sure she'll be receptive to that.
Maybe some gummies.
If she got anything in the mail from you, she'd probably just think that it was poisoned, and she'd probably be smart just to throw it in the trash. So maybe not. Maybe it'd have to be something like flowers or something.
Wouldn't it be a nice... I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to spend money
on
it.
She doesn't know you, though, is the point.
That's a good point.
She doesn't know you as the person that talks about her nephew on the internet.
Was it Kelly?
Or on the radio.
Is it Kelly?
I don't remember.
Karen? One of those.
I think it was Karen, wasn't it? Because it was like... I don't know. I don't remember.
It was two on the nose.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. However, I think it's really interesting that the narrative has been... I was actually too kind to Joe Flacco when I... when I called him potentially washed.
I think saying potentially washed seems like the most accurate thing you could possibly say about Joe Flacco. And I don't even think it's insulting. I think it's just the reality. If you ask Joe Flacco what he thinks about Joe Flacco at this point, he'd be like, yeah, I'm 40 years old. You expect me to be great? That's not happening.
Yeah, so I wanted to come up with, like, absent of the tiers that I came up with previously, is there a tier that you could come up with, a Joe Flacco tier? So, like, danger zone, that was like, you're like Russell, you're Russell Wilson adjacent. Potentially washed, you are Kirk Cousins adjacent. Is there a Joe Flacco tier that we could create that perfectly encapsulates where he is beyond potentially washed, danger zone, and GTFOH?
Can't we just do like an old and used to be good tier? And you put like Russell Wilson in there as well, and we just anyone that's over the age of 35 that used to be good. This is like the tier that Matt Ryan would have lived in, old and used to be good.
Kind of like pro with a pulse, because he is a professional quarterback. He's still very much a like his teammates
pro,
really like
pro
him.
Pro with a pulse,
and he's got a pulse.
Okay,
yeah,
we can live with that.
And by the way, pro with a pulse probably indicates Kirk Cousins. It yeah. probably indicates Russ. It probably indicates, yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. Yeah.
But
it turns out they're not letting a lot of old quarterbacks play the game these days.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like, I've been accused of both hating or homering on Joe within this whole thing. And I was like, because even when I say pro with a pulse, it still feels kind of mean.
Well, there's no way to say nice things about Joe Flacco right now. It seems impossible unless you're living off of 2 years ago. And there's a lot of fans that aren't living off 2 years ago, and they think that he's going to be way better than he actually is right now. There's also a whole bunch of people out there that, unfortunately for everyone else, has access to cable and watched him play in Indianapolis last year and left unimpressed.
I'm so Switzerland on Joe the football player. Joe the person, I just like. I like his vibe. I like the fact that when he was here for those, 7 or 8 weeks, he was going to Dunkin' in random places. And I kind of enjoy the fact that he's a little cagey with the media, because there's some honesty there. Like, there's so many things I like about Joe the person, but I don't know how anyone could actually have a definitive, like, the one thing I know to trust of Joe is I know he's got an arm. And that does excite me to some level, because that could at least be watchable. It just doesn't mean it's always going to be good watchable.
Can we put him in the category of roller coaster ride, where there's going to be a bunch of highs, there's also going to be a bunch of lows as well? Like, part of that big arm is the idea that you see it. There is talent there. It's not as if he's completely washed. It's just then what dumb throw is he going to make in back of that?
Does that mean
it'd be like Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco?
That's what I was going to say.
Roller coaster ride tier.
The problem is then I would have to put him in a tier with Jameis, and I think Jameis is just... He is roller coaster ride on steroids. It is peaks, and you're either...
Well, sometimes you're at Cedar Point, and sometimes you're just doing the little kiddie ride.
Like, even Joe, it's so weird. Like, I do think Joe and Jameis are about as approximate as you can get of two quarterbacks, given where they are in their careers. But it's just like, I almost feel like it's disrespectful to Joe, because I actually have seen restraint from him, and I've never seen restraint from Jameis. I've just seen the other team not catch the interception.
Yeah, I mean, Jameis just flings it.
Yeah.
There's just no other way. I mean, he almost seems like he's not happy unless he has thrown three interceptions in a game.
But I do like the roller coaster thing. I think that's right up there with pro with a pulse.
Are you going to alter the tiers?
I would have to get back in Excel. That's a lot of work.
Or are we going to do an updated, like, once a month tier quarterback system for you? Is that what we're going to do?
Ooh.
Like a constantly evolving tier quarterback system?
So instead of just creating content in the month of July, I can do this.
We get an all-the-time content.
Mm.
Yes, like a once-a-month check-in with the tiers and where these quarterbacks all rank.
Mm, Mike Sando hasn't done this yet, so yes, let's do that.
Oh, yeah, it is funny how people are wondering. It's like, did he rip it off of Sando? Did he rip it off of Ken? Did he rip it off of... It's like, it's a tier system.
I actually think Ken and I ripped it off of Sando the exact same time.
I don't think Sando even deserves credit for it, if we're being honest. He's been doing it for like 10, 15 years, whatever it is, but like...
He hasn't done it yet. Haven't seen his tiers yet.
It almost is like, who came up with the Mount Rushmore category? It's like, isn't that just kind of like, it just belongs to the people?
216-474-0092. So I've been accused of being a homer or a hater, or homer and hater, by different people for putting Joe Flacco in the potentially washed tier of my 2025 preseason quarterback tiers. You guys can actually see that graphic at Nick Wilson Says. And of course, JP's handle is at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What tier does Joe Flacco belong in? And this is where we encourage you to make up your own tier. I said pro with a pulse. I think that's fair. JP saying roller coaster ride. I think that's incredibly fair. But 216-474-0092. What tier does Joe Flacco belong in? We got quick hits coming up at 240. At some point, we got to react to what Tim Kurchin said today, who's the nicest man in the world, somehow upset me today on with the Morning Boys. We got John Fanta, Cleveland's own, at 4 o'clock, as he joins us every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And then Steve Phillips, former MLB GM, now with MLB Network at 6 o'clock. But from the tier that I think Joe Flacco belongs into, right up to great stats without postseason success, his should be cheapened at this point. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.